start by having you share kind of what your new plans are for this upcoming year.
Well, I'm new as chancellor at UAA, so I've spent the last 6 to 9 months observing, talking to people, and I think that we're really focused in a few broad areas. One would be student success. So how do we help more of our students stay in school and complete their degrees, certificates, and credentials? 80% of our students work while they're going to school, and it's very important that we get them on track early. So we're focusing on programs that help students, like more intensive first-year advising, pathways. So if a student isn't sure exactly which major they want, maybe they know they want something in the healthcare area, they can start taking classes that will count toward their degree. So we're deploying a lot of things in that area. We're also focused on affordability, and that means raising money for scholarships to support students. It also means innovative things like looking at how can we reduce textbook costs by using free open educational resources. So many of our faculty are totally revamping their courses so that they don't have any textbook cost at all, but they're accessing really high quality free and open resources.
And how does the university plan to increase the amount of money it raises for scholarships?
Well, there's a lot of sources for that. There are foundations that do that, but mostly it's through individual donors who set up scholarship funds or endowments or individual scholarships to help our students. And that's what we're really focused on there. Of course, financial sustainability is a big one. And we're on pins and needles waiting to see what the state portion of our budget will look like once the governor finishes his review of the legislature's budget.
And recently, UA created a task force to look at potentially restructuring the system. Can you talk about what that task force is and what it hopes to do?
Yes, the Board of Regents at its last meeting established a task force on the restructuring of the UA system. So since the governor announced his budget, there's been a lot of talk. Should we take the community campuses and organize those in one separate unit? What should we do? Do we close a campus? Lots of questions, lots of speculation. So I think this task force is looking at all of those issues. To date, they're going to look at 4 different options. Keep it the same. The next one would be to separate out the community campuses. A third one would be to really reduce the size of the statewide office. And the fourth would be to eliminate the statewide office and just have 3 major universities. Oh, and an additional one is 1 accreditation. So we just have 1 university in the state of Alaska with multiple campuses. So there's many, many implications and pluses and minuses to all those possible outcomes. And so this task force will be looking at it.
What are the next steps for the task force? When will it present its findings?
Well, the members of the task force have been appointed by the chair of the Board of Regents. There will be a process in place to get community input. Now, that hasn't been established or announced yet, but I know that's part of the plan. And I believe they have a report to the legislature due at the end of the calendar year.
And what are you most proud of this past year, and specifically anything with the campuses on the Kenai Peninsula?
I'm here this weekend and into the early part of this week for the Kachemak Bay Writers Conference. This is my first time attending, and that is just a spectacular example of a university using its assets to really serve the community.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome.